A memorial service is set for Monday morning at 9 o'clock at Newark Symphony Hall for renowned Newark visual artist, poet, and educator Jerry Gant. Gant's friend and business partner, Linda Street, who calls herself the chief chick at Pink Dragon Artist Syndicate in East Orange, says Gant lost his battle with liver cancer last Sunday.
In the 80s, he was very involved in the graffiti culture and lifestyle, and but also was doing textile art, you know, very early on, what people now are calling wearable art. He was sort of perfecting that arena very early in the 80s, then got involved in the spoken word poetry scene. He's kind of a pioneer in that realm in the New Jersey and tri-state area, and then just sort of evolved into fine art arena.
Gant gave a TED Talk-style presentation at the Rutgers Business School in Newark in 2013 called Detox the Ghetto, where he described who he had become.
Now my name is Dr. Jerry Gant, the ghetto optometrist, third eye specialist. Front teeth, gold teeth, all provocateur, kicking in the doors of oppression. And the first lesson I learned was love.
Jerry Gant's artistic fingerprints are all over, but especially in Newark. He not only worked on murals across every ward, but was commissioned to create a number of public sculptures. Street's favorite Gant projects include the installation in Nat Turner Park.
As a result, he has 13 metal sculptures that surround the park at each of the entrances, and they sort of tell the history of the influence of African Americans on music, and he managed to intertwine elements that related to the namesake, Nat Turner's life. And then I think the second one, I think right behind that one, is an installation that we have at Newark Penn Station, which is right outside the station, and it is a five-piece sculptural installation that helps to tell the story of Newark and its manufacturing history, its commuter history, and through his artwork interpreted in metal. And that was commissioned by New Jersey Transit.
In 1981, a unique relationship began between sculptor, painter, and muralist Kevin Sampson and then graffiti artist Jerry Gant. Gant was taking Sampson's airbrushing class at the Newark School of Fine and Industrial Art.
I was still a police officer, and Jerry was an aerosol artist, spraying stuff in the streets, and so we had like a... At first, it was kind of a weird connect. You know, as a police officer, you know, graffiti was sort of the enemy, so Jerry and me were kind of wary of each other for a year or two. But in time, our friendship developed because, I think, of my bluntness and his bluntness, and we just clicked. Jerry was rough and raw and real and loving, and he was so many things. But most of all, he was real. He was the real deal. He was a line in the sand when it comes to Newark.
Where do you think he drew his inspiration from?
The people, the community, definitely. We talked about it often, and Jerry would go out in the streets just as I do, talk to people in the community, laugh, joke, tease, and go back and create. The community was Jerry's fuel. When I first taught with Jerry, particularly when we went to senior citizens centers, I learned a lot. I learned that it wasn't about, not so much about making art, it's about making connections. And if you watch Jerry with those senior citizens, he was part comic, he was part teacher, he was part preacher, and he kept the seniors in stitches. But what he also did, he was more focused on hearing what they had to say than what he had to say. So I learned from him.
That humor and passion were just some of the reasons why Linda Street loved being around Jerry Gant.
He just had this freedom about himself. He knew that at his core, he was an artist. He had an insatiable appetite to learn and know things and could do things just by studying and then doing. And he was genius in that sense. And I saw that, and I wanted that. When you come out of a corporate environment, you are, you know, the conformity and the constraints that you sort of are imposed just by the nature of that environment, Jerry was the anti that.
Gant loved all kinds of music, But Street says it was extremely special that his artwork was displayed at the world's greatest jazz station, WBGO, thanks to WBGO's Dorthon Kirk.
You know, he loved WBGO. He had a very close relationship with Dorthon Kirk, who was there. And he would, of course, Dorthon would have to fuss him out every so often about getting things done and doing some things that that he was supposed to do. But you could see that there was love. And I think that it represented a sense of pride for him. First of all, he's a huge music buff. So just that kind of connection to WBGO, as the institution that it is, I think it just gave him such a sense of pride. He loved Newark, and I think that he loved the idea that these institutions around the city embraced him as well.
Even though Gant's words, presence, and artwork touched so many lives, his longtime friend Kevin Sampson says Gant never truly got the recognition he deserved. But Sampson is adamant that he will make sure that Gant's contributions to the community and the art world are never forgotten.
We're not going to allow it to be that way. Jerry Gant didn't get a lot of the acclaim that he should have when he was living, but we're going to fight very hard to make sure that he gets it, in dying. No, I don't feel as though Jerry got what he deserved from the city or anybody else. Jerry was an icon that should have been held up. Jerry should have been given a space where he could just mentor. Just to sit and listen to the history that came out of Jerry's mouth was a learning experience for any student. And the city would never be able to recover what Jerry Gant had. And so it's a missed opportunity.
Business partner Linda Street says there's also the personal side of Jerry Gant that many people weren't aware of.
You know, when a person becomes a public figure, I think like Jerry did, we see them in one context and we sometimes don't know about the person behind the personality. And, he was really proud. He has two twin sons, Terrell and Jarrell Harris, and he has a beautiful daughter, Marissa Gant Monroe, and he has four grandchildren. And he was just really proud of them. And I don't know that, I think they're only now starting to be aware of the magnitude of the influence that their dad had and the person he was. So, it's important for me for people to know that he had this family and that he loved them.
Jerry Gant was 56. His artwork display of radios is still gracing the halls of WBGO. He will be missed.